Coming up in sports, we're going to take a look at that little old football game in the SEC coming into the big school across town. We've also got Texas high school football, and we lost a great one in the NFL. We'll share more of that with you coming up at about 10 till.
All right, who are you?
Kevin O'Connor.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Kevin O'Connor.
It's Kevin O'Connor. He's like the third member now who's joined us officially today. He'd been hanging around all week long, and we finally said, okay, well, you can go in there.
It was the free food that brought me.
Yeah, that's
it.
Oh,
my goodness.
And, you know, Fridays are really pretty good for that, and every once in a while we'll beg for it.
There was, like, pizza yesterday when I came back.
There was pizza? I missed the pizza?
Well, that was just so you got to hang around more often.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Hey, the Brazos Valley Fair is going on. It got kicked off, goes through Sunday, and actually, I guess it really kind of started unofficially Wednesday when people got a chance to see all the carnival stuff that's going on out there.
How exciting.
Ride everything.
Yeah, there you go. Gates will be open at 4 o'clock today. They go till midnight. Then Saturday, they open at 10 in the morning, and Sunday, 11 in the morning. And costs $10 to get in. We'll give some tickets away, actually, later on today.
How exciting.
And, yeah, if you're under 4, it's free, but, you know, you may not enjoy it all if you're under 4.
You've got to be this tall to ride the ride anyway.
That's right. They do have buses, I know, that they're doing from the Health Science Center today and tomorrow and Sunday if you want to do that. It's a free shuttle to and from the fairground. So if you'd like to not have to worry about any parking hassle there right at the Expo Center, then you can do that. The Express Clydesdales are going to be on display today and tomorrow during the fair. Stagecoach rides are also going to be given on Saturday.
I was going to say, does Express and Clydesdale seem kind of like an oxymoron?
Well,
I was just thinking it was part of the Express that was going from the Med Center.
Oh, yeah, you could do that. Yeah, before we do the Clydesdale shuttle, huh?
I was just thinking, I didn't really think draft horses were that swift at booking it.
They aren't. That's true. And also the Ranch Rodeo, you know, is going on there. Cowboys and cowgirls from all over the place. And tomorrow they've got a 5K fun run, so lots of stuff going on. And if you want some more information, it's right there online at BrazosValleyFair.com. BrazosValleyFair.com.
So that's the oxymoron.
That's it. What?
Fun run.
Fun. Yeah.
And that's actually the title of that 5K is Hightailing It for Heifers.
Oh, very nice. Also today, I don't know that we'll necessarily be able to get there, but begins the famous one-armed dove hunt in Olney, Texas.
Wow.
Every person with the loss of the use of an arm or a hand, or as a hand amputee, is invited to go to Olney for the event.
Interesting.
Wow. It's the one-armed dove hunt. Also includes the glove swap, which is okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You got a righty? Hey, I need a lefty.
I was going to say, all the lefties on this side,
that's
all the righties
right over
here.
They have the telling of the one-armed jokes and tales.
Oh, my goodness.
And they have a one-armed golf tournament. So,
wow.
There you go. That's at the, and I don't believe I'd ever heard of this before.
I haven't either.
No, that's kind of cool.
I love it.
It's the, is there a radio station in Olney, I wonder?
Not a clue.
Probably not.
We could look them up and try to call them.
Yeah, well, that was the whole idea. Yeah, I may do that. Olney, yeah. What? I don't know. When do y'all look up Olney, Texas?
How do you spell it?
Kevin, why don't you? O-L-N-E-Y. O-L-N-E-Y. It's Olney, Texas. It's out in West Texas.
Yeah.
And it's actually, it's the last picture show was shot out in Archer City, and Olney is right out there not far from that. And in fact, the fictitious name of the city, Anarene, in the last picture show, was a town that actually was close to Olney. So,
okay.
There you go. That's all the Olney trivia I happen to know.
I actually played a one-armed man in golf. There's a guy that travels around.
And oh, okay.
Brained me.
I thought you were like you're an actor and you played that.
No.
Okay.
Yes, in a previous career,
exactly.
I was an actor.
He did that, so he came around and played you, huh?
And, well, he would stay at one hole, and you know, you give him $5 for the charity of the golf tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, closest to the pin, and it was remarkable.
Yeah.
You talk about feeling bad about yourself after that.
Yeah. So there you go. So he beat you, I'm guessing.
Oh,
well,
drubbed me.
Couldn't find a radio station, but I do have a newspaper number.
Yeah, well, they're probably not there.
Yeah, they probably open
that's
at 8.
A weekly.
Yeah, and it probably is a weekly. That's true. So.
Well, the Navasota paper is a weekly, but they're there every day.
That's true. Well, we may give them a call after 8 o'clock this morning and see. Because again, we're always looking for signature events here in the cities, and you know, if we could grab that away from Olney, that might not be bad. Okay, so Philadelphia police say a 29-year-old man removed from a Thursday flight in handcuffs because his friends thought it would be just hilarious.
Oh, no.
To call in a fake security
threat. We can't talk about this.
Why?
Because that's part of my news thing for this hour.
Oh, it
in
is.
10 minutes.
Oh.
We can talk about it in a second.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Oh, sure.
we'll rewrite the whole show for
yeah,
you.
We'll do it. Just anything in the world that we need to do for Kat, because she's kind of new here.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
I can't really be mean. She covered for me earlier.
That's all right. We'll move on. in news that should shock and probably awe every person out there, people don't actually like to work at their jobs.
I like to work here.
Well, I know. This is inside work with no heavy lifting. It's not like other people who have...
Well, I've done inside work that...
Okay.
That
you didn't enjoy. According to a recent study, since we don't actually like our jobs... We keep getting distracted from our spreadsheets and webinars and such, and shockingly, the biggest culprit of this...
Facebook.
No, and it's not cat videos, as some might think. It's good old fantasy football.
Oh, there you go.
In fact, thanks to our favorite fake sport, and it's a fake sport. American business could lose as much as $6.5 billion because of fantasy football this year, according to a study from the firm Challenger Green.
Good
Christmas.
Heavens!
You know what? Has Brian Broadcasting ever done anything kind of similar to fantasy football? But like, I don't know, seeing like which news person goes with, or not news person, but on air person goes without messing up a word or whatever for the longest time, or a comparison.
Now, that would be so short, it wouldn't.
Yeah. The over-under on that would be 5 or 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure we could tweak it. Yeah. I'm just thinking of, have you ever played a game like that?
Normally there are those kind of games, but they're really called drinking games.
That's what
they're
I was
associated
thinking.
With the consumption of alcohol.
Well.
Yeah. They go, okay, let's wait. Okay, don't drink until Kat screws up a word. All right, there we go.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, or something like that. Don't drink until Scott has dead air. All right, there we go.
It's the old Hi Bob game.
Hi Bob?
Yeah, well, I guess you weren't in that college like I was. you watch any Bob Newhart show, and because they always, Hi Bob!
Oh,
every time
I gotcha.
They do it, you gotta take a drink.
Gotta take a drink, that's it. So now, what they've said, and again, the $6.5 billion, I don't know where they come up with that. They said, let's get a shocking number, but... the study is rough and it's not scientific. They estimate, though, that 22.3 million U.S. American workers spend an hour each week managing their fantasy football team. Cost to the nation's employers in terms of wages to unproductive workers in your typical 15-week fantasy football season. That's how they get the $6.5 billion. And, you know, again, not part of my world, but I can imagine that people's phones probably blow up every Sunday afternoon as they tweet back and forth to one another or text back and forth one another as one of the guys on their team does something that gets them more points.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
And just listening to 1150,
yeah,
everybody's talking about Ogletree when he had such a big game for the Cowboys. It's like, who picked this guy? He was a third. He almost didn't make the Dallas Cowboys football team.
So did somebody have him on the team and all of a sudden he's a point maker?
Oh,
for
yeah. Everybody's looking at this guy going, okay.
Again,
what did you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. And again, it's easy enough to start one up nowadays because, you know, ESPN and the others have some pages where you can go. And in fact, as you know, Mayor Barry's son is the lead analyst for fantasy football on ESPN. And so he's, you know, pretty much into that stuff as well. She, however, is not. You know, we asked her once why she didn't. Yeah, well, I would think that her son would be able to help her. But also what happens in a lot of these things is it's just an opportunity. They all have friends from around the country. They go, hey, let's have a draft. Oh, hey, let's go to Las Vegas and have a draft. Or, hey, let's go to New Orleans and have a draft. So it's an opportunity for you to get away from your life and go into someplace, you know, like Las Vegas or New Orleans, and they have your draft, which you could really do over the phone or on your computer with Skype or whatever, and then
Skype conference call about
sure.
fantasy football.
Oh, believe me, you don't think that's happening?
Oh, I bet FaceTime happens all the time.
Yeah, without a doubt.
What can you do?